Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J. You are now tuned into News Forum, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia, with host and anchor, investigative reporter, Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla J, better known as the Queen of Justice.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go!
Wait, I don't think y'all ready for this.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go! Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go! Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go!
Hey everybody, this is your girl, Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla J. Yes, and I am the Queen of Justice. Tonight is Sunday, June 25th, 2023, the last Sunday in the month of June, which is the sixth month of the year. Half of a year is already gone, and half of a year is left. Tonight on News Forum, Issues of the Black Man, Part 4, The Final Chapter, Black Man, Take Your Place, with my very special guest, a man who was wrongfully incarcerated for 42 years. And now he is free. He was freed on Friday, June 23rd, 2023. A man you've heard on News Forum many times through my interviews with him, giving his commentaries on issues we were discussing. And Mike Test Entertainment TV, News Forum, Be a Voice, and Right the Wrong Coalition have all advocated for this man. He is none other than political prisoner, arrested as a child serving life, Muti Ajamu Osaiboru. And also tonight, Pennsylvania's historical exoneree, the first person to be exonerated through the use of DNA in Pennsylvania, none other than Vincent Moto. And last but not least tonight, a man who first started the Innocence Project in Philadelphia, but he was forced to cease and desist. And we're going to find out why tonight. But he founded another organization, Nation Time Judicial Research. And he is another exoneree, none other than Razakhan Shahid Ali. And of course, as always, joining me tonight will be my dear friend, criminal defense attorney, Caroline Turner, who will be seated as Judge Caroline Turner in January. And I also want to hear from you tonight. How can I hear from you? Well, if you tuned in tonight via cell phone or landline, press 1 and you will be placed into the caller's queue. If you're listening tonight via the World Wide Web, you must dial in at 516-453-9133 to talk live on the air with me. And don't forget, if you would like to donate to Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition, please do so. As a matter of fact, do so while we're on air tonight. Okay? How can you donate? Well, it's very easy if you have Cash App. The Cash App is $BAVoiceTour. That's $B as in boy, E as in Edward, A as in apple, B as in Victor, O as in Oscar, I as in ice, C as in Charlie, and E as in Edward. T as in Tom, O as in Oscar, U as in you, and R as in Robert. Be a voice tour. Or you may donate via Venmo. The Venmo account is at Be a Voice. That's at BEAVOICE. And if for some reason you have trouble donating via Cash App, inbox me, Chinchilla Jonesia. Chinchilla is with one L. That is CHINCHILLAJONESIA. My first and last name, with a space in between. Inbox me on Facebook, or you may contact me Monday through Friday at 844-642-8378, extension 888. If you inbox me on Facebook, inbox me your Cash App, your cash tag, and the amount you would like to donate. You can donate $1, $2, $3, $5, $10, $50, $100, $1,000, $5,000, $10,000, whatever you want to donate to Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition so that we may continue our advocacy work, fighting for the wrongfully incarcerated, speaking truth to power, and exposing injustices in America and beyond. And if you have a business, you can become a sponsor of Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition. But for now, don't you dare go nowhere. Keep it right there. News Forum with the girl. We'll be right back after this. Right the Wrong Coalition and Be a Voice would like to thank sponsor Sound Therapy with Magic Man Peru LLC, offering sound therapy as a form to bring the best instead of the beast out of us. Thank you, Magic Man Peru LLC, for your sponsorship of Be a Voice. Find out how you can also be a sponsor by dialing 844-642-8378, extension 111. Help Be a Voice continue their advocacy work to free the wrongfully incarcerated, to end mass incarceration and child life without the possibility of parole. For more information, contact Be a Voice at 844-642-8378, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 7 p.m., extension 111. Be a Voice today. Thank you to my millions of listeners worldwide. News Forum with the girl Chinchilla J now has over 23 million listeners. News Forum is a syndicated radio program which broadcasts every Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To tune in and listen to News Forum, you must dial 516 563-9133. And if you would like to talk, comment, or vent, or ask a question to me or one of my guests, just press 1 and you will be placed into the caller's queue. You may also tune into News Forum via the World Wide Web at www.blogtalkradio.com. News Forum with Chinchilla J. News Forum is a product of the ONE Dynasty and Ngozi Time Multimedia. WBNN, we are Beverly Nation. While we believe in freedom of speech and uncensorship, News Forum, however, ask you to please refrain from the use of profanity. And while our views may differ in opinion, we agree to disagree. And all opinions and viewpoints are welcomed and acknowledged. News Forum can also be a very controversial program most times, but it brings truth and exposure of injustices that black and brown people face every single day in this country we call the United States of America, which to me is totally divided, not united at all. And my views are not necessarily the views of WBNN. But again, all views, viewpoints, and opinions are welcome. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And again, invite someone to tune in tonight because it may just be what they need to hear.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go!
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. The host, the anchor, the investigative reporter, none other than the Queen of Justice herself, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla J.
Powerful Dyson V8 vacuum is also one of our quietest. It tackles hair from pets and humans with our Motivar cleaner head and hair detangling zones. Stiff nylon bristles release ground in dirt from rugs and carpets, while carbon fiber filaments sweep hard floors. Fully sealed filtration captures microscopic particles smaller than pet dander and traps them inside. It's lightweight and ergonomic to clean up high, down low, and easily reach under furniture. And our mini motorized tool gets everywhere pets do, sucking up dirt, debris, and hairs, with attachments designed to pick up pet hair and plenty of runtime. This vacuum makes cleaning up after your pet a walk in the park.
Live on air. All right, we're going to say her line is out right now. Chinchilla, can you hear us?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. All right, 1 second, make sure the lines are clear, guys. And welcome to News Forum. And now your host, Dr. Chinchilla J. Here we go, clear line.
All right. Hey, everybody. Good evening. This is Dr. Chinchilla J, a.k.a. the Queen of Justice, and welcome to another segment of News Forum. And tonight is so special. I am just so excited and delighted tonight because a man that I've been advocating for the past 3 years, Muti Ajamu Osebaru,
He was freed on Friday, June 23rd, 2023, everybody. And those of you that listen on a regular basis to News Forum, you heard him almost every week, or at least every month. You heard commentaries from Muti, because every time when Muti was interviewed by me, and I interviewed him about topics that were going to be presented on News Forum, and he expounded on those topics. And now you all can hear him live. No more recorded interviews. You can hear him live and direct, and it is so exciting. He was in prison for 42 years, everybody, for a crime he did not commit. He was convicted of murder, and he was innocent, and now he is out. And I got to meet Muti in person on Friday, and, oh, my God, it was wonderful. And we're going to be doing a lot together. And, you know, he's already a part of Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition, and is a man that is going to make some changes with us. And we're going to change the face of many times.
All right, so you're fading in and out there. I don't know where. Hold on, Doc. You're fading in and out, so we can't hardly hear you. So wherever you are, try to get to a good place. All right, here we go.
Okay. Yeah, I'm probably fading in and out because I'm in a car now. So the connection is probably not all that great, but I'll be stable in a few more moments. But Muti is going to help us change the face of this criminal injustice system, everybody. And as I said many times, that men that are wrongfully incarcerated, even juvenile lifers that have been in prison since their teenage years, as Muti calls it, child lifers, okay, that have been in prison since 15, 16, 17, even 18 and 19 years old, because as we know, the brain does not develop until the age of 25. So all of those men that were incarcerated during their teenage years, they deserve a second chance. The ones that have been exemplary behind bars, they deserve a second chance. But yet, so many are still in prison, and they're in their 40s and 50s and 60s now, and it just is not right. It is so wrong, and this criminal injustice system needs to right that wrong as well as righting the wrongs of those who are wrongfully incarcerated. So we're going to be talking with Muti in just a few short moments, but first let's bring on Caroline Turner, my dear friend, criminal defense attorney, who just won the election to become the judge of the Court of Common Pleas. She will be taking the bench in January, and we celebrated with her on, I believe it was Thursday, this past Thursday, a wonderful event for all of those who helped her get elected. How are you tonight, Caroline?
All right, still waiting for Caroline's time to come on. I'll let you know when she's on.
Oh, you're still waiting for Caroline? Okay. All right. Well, at this time, we're going to go ahead and play our theme song, Bob Marley, Get Up, Stand Up. Stand up for your rights.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Bye.
Preacher man, oh, tell me, heaven is on the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's an all that Peter goes after the story has never been told. So now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your eyes. Come on,
get up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
sky. Take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you would look for yours unhurt. And now when you see the light, you stand up for your eyes. Yeah,
get up.
Everybody, that was Barb Marley. Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. And that's what we all have to do, stand up for your rights and for the rights of others, because if you don't, who will? So that's what we encourage everybody to do, stand up for your rights by being a voice. And I am going to ask Brother O to play a selection of his choice right now, and I am going to run in to my computer.
All right, while she's doing that, like she said about my brother, Meridia, just been, you know, released from prison. You know, that's crazy that had to happen in this country. Brother Muti, you know, surviving that all of these years. And now, fruition, you know, no one can say anything. He is out. And I know, like I said, the enemy is mad because he's out, and that's okay. You know what I mean? It ain't nothing but a thing. And we're so proud of him and happy for his family tonight. You know, there's great, probably, I don't know if he has children or not, we'll find that out later, but I know that a lot of his relatives are very happy. What more can be said about a man that was falsely accused of a crime and had to serve over 40 years in prison? I think that is a darn shame. Of course, this episode is brought to you, the rest of the week is brought to you by Dyson and its brand new electric vacuum. And I'm telling you something, it goes right back to the Kirby days. This thing is so strong, and it is a Dyson. You can trust it. Stop playing. Theme song.
When we're close enough to kiss, I've been around for a little while, never found anything like this. You take me high as an aeroplane, with a smile shining bright like the sun. Since you came buzzing around my way, I could tell that you were the one. Honeybee, why are you so sweet to me? In our own little paradise,
why-oh, why-oh.
I like the way that you read my head, and I don't have to tell you twice.
Why-oh, why-oh.
Love is the way that you make me feel, and it's just what I need the most.
Why-oh, why-oh.
What could be better than you and me? Who knew heaven was so close?
Honeybee, I love the way
thank you so much, Brother O, for that wonderful selection, Honey Bee. And he is the Honey Bee, and guess what? He'll be on the Wheels of Steel tomorrow night on Merch City. All right, thank you so much, Brother O. All right, everybody, at this time, you know, we definitely want to hear from Muti. You know, he was, again, wrongfully in prison for 42 years, and guess what? Tonight is the final chapter of Issues of the Black Man, and it's absolutely perfect and fitting that tonight's topic is Black Man, Take Your Place. Muti was a black man and still is, and he was institutionalized into this modern-day slavery, the plantation of the prison system. And now he has been freed from that slavery institutionalized system. And black man, take your place. It is time for Muti to take his place into society. And, oh, my goodness, it is so exciting. And I am elated. I'm happy. I'm just overwhelmed that Muti is free. Because here's the thing, everybody. Friday was huge for me. It was huge for News Forum. It was a huge thing for Mike Test Entertainment TV. It was a huge thing for Be a Voice. It was a huge thing for Right the Wrong Coalition. Because we've been actively, relentlessly fighting for this man to be free. And he is. And he is the first one that has been freed, that we've been advocating for, who's been wrongfully incarcerated. And guess what? Throughout the rest of this year, you're going to see more of them come home, because we have Herndon Still, we have Danielle Patty, and others that will be coming home this year. So, you know, God is doing a good thing, a great thing, and people, we have to stand up and we have to fight. And, wow, Muti Osaberu, Muti Ajamu Osaberu. So we're going to bring him on now, and we're going to talk to Muti. Muti, welcome to News Forum. How are you tonight, sir?
Wise and civilized, feeling great.
All right. And you know what, everybody? He says the same thing, wise and civilized. And this is what he says and has said every time he's called me from prison. And I say, Muti, how are you? He says, wise and civilized. And when I would answer, I would say, hey, Muti. First, when I would answer the call, he would speak first. And he would greet me by saying, Uhuru. And what was the other stuff you would say, Muti?
Well, it depends on how I was feeling at the time. I have a million greetings. most of the time, I would say, Uhuru, Dada. And you oftentimes bumbled in your response, which is supposed to be Uhuru, Sasa, and Dugu. Freedom now, brother. Sister, the brother.
Oh, but see, you never taught me that, Muti.
You're right. That's my fault. You're right. You're absolutely right. That's my fault.
Yeah, but, Muti is so exciting, right, because it was always a pleasant conversation, because we always talked about issues that we were addressing out here. And you always had a positive attitude every time I talked to you. And you always wanted to make a difference, even though you were behind the walls. You wanted to make a difference outside of the walls from behind the walls. And now you are outside of those walls. So just imagine now what's going to happen. So I am so excited. So, Muti, before we get into tonight's topic, just tell everyone how you have been feeling these past, 3 days. This is the third day of your freedom. So how has it been for you these past 3 days?
Before we get into that, real quick, just matters of business. I heard you mention Herndon Still. Well, that's my comrade, Shabor. Make sure you get with his people and tell his people to send me this information. If he need me to do anything for him, tell him, let me know what it is.
Okay, I sure will. I will definitely let his wife, Stacy, know that. Yes.
I have very important information germane to his situation. Because the attorney that either the attorney he had or he still has, I had and I fired him, and I got the goods on, you know, that attorney, particularly the one that he – yeah, so, I mean –
Jerome Brown?
I don't want to go into details, but he get his information to me and tell me what he need me to do is done.
Okay. Yeah, so he has Jerome Brown now, and I told them to fire Jerome Brown over a year ago, okay? But they still have Jerome Brown. Jerome Brown has had 10 continuances where he did not present what he needed to present to the judge, and his hearing has been continued 10 times. And all those 10 times, Jerome Brown had never showed up to court at all. And finally, he submitted the thing for the evidentiary hearing for him, motion for a new trial and all that, because he had the H file for like almost a year now. And it's just, well, over a year now, actually. And so it's so ridiculous. But Herndon goes back to court in July because finally Jerome turned over, you know, everything he needed to submit and all that stuff. And the prosecution, they're looking at that stuff. And so his new court date, I think it's July. I know it's in July, so definitely we'll be in that courtroom that day. But, yeah, we're going to discuss this case beforehand. And so with that evidence and that H file, Herndon should be coming home. And so, yeah, so, wow. And Herndon did talk about you on News Forum through an interview as well. And so that is awesome. So now, back to the question. How has it been for you these past 3 days, Mooty?
You know how good. You know. First and foremost, shocking revelation. The first day that I got out, it was so sublime. It was so unreal. It was so unpredictable that at the end of the day, it was so beautiful. The very first day wiped out 42 years of suffering.
Wow.
The very first
day.
Wow. And the second day was really the first day because we was building on the first one that wiped out 42 years of suffering. That's
wow.
How overwhelming it was and is. And everything has went according to plan.
Yes, 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 yes. It was a beautiful experience, a beautiful day, meeting you in person after all those conversations over the years, and to see you in person, that was amazing. And then it just, you know, just elevated from there as the day progressed. And that evening was just absolutely beautiful with your family and Pam Africa and her husband, Razakhan, and oh my goodness, and Vincent.
Oh, listen,
and
it was
amazing.
You blew my mind with that Pam Africa move. You really did. You really did. Anyway, like, listen, today, like, I'm still trying to, I can't even journal because so much is going on. We receive phone calls from all over the world, all over the country, nonstop. Folks calling in to congratulate folks who have been fighting for my liberation for since day one, some since day one. Some came aboard at the 5-year mark, some at the 10-year mark, some at the 20-year mark, some at the 30-year mark, and so forth and so on. And it's just been the network that we have set up, we want to utilize it to liberate other sisters and brothers because of the vicious attack on girl children, boy children. You know,
yeah.
My focus has always been on child advocacy. In the intro, you misstated something. You said that I call them child lifers. No, it is child deafers. They sentence our children to death by imprisonment. And so.
Oh, yes, yes, that's right, that's right.
We take back the language. As I told you many times before, I had to create an entire new lexicon, describe the crimes being committed by black and brown people every single day of the court. All one has to do is decide to go to court, sit in court, and you will see the unreal crimes committed against our people, black and brown, and to a lesser degree, poor white folks. And what you'll see is going to shock you, but all of the crimes that are committed, most of them you don't get a chance to see because they're hidden. And so if what appalls you that you see, what you don't see will probably kill you. And like you mentioned, Jerome Brown with Brother Sabor, so-called Herndon Steele. Well, I told Jerome Brown to his face repeatedly and in multiple letters that he was a closet prosecutor. That's why I want Sabor's people to get with me, because we got the goods on him. I don't want to go into detail, but his failing to appear for court is a part of his closet prosecution. That's one of the things we want to expose on multiple lawyers who call themselves
that's
defense
right.
lawyers, but they actually are closet prosecutors. They historically and temporarily work in lockstep with the prosecution, not only to secure the conviction against the accused, but to maintain the conviction once it is secured on the appellate level.
Mm-hmm.
We have the documentation.
Yes.
This is not an opinion. This is a statement of fact with evidence to back it up, chapter and verse, with scores of attorneys, and it's institutionalized.
Mm-hmm.
So, but
yes.
You know, I have to
and
say
I
that.
Definitely
I have
concur.
I have to say that.
Yes,
but
I definitely concur with you.
Yeah,
go ahead, Muti.
Getting back to the question that you posed, what was it like? The not just the emotions, the overpouring love, camaraderie. And, you know, I would like to say we ended and capped it off with the homecoming celebration, but it kept going even after that. And it just keeps going every day. Like, for example, this morning, I don't know if I sent – did I send you the pictures from the breakfast we had this morning?
You may have. I haven't had a chance to check my messages and stuff today. My day's been so crazy celebrating with my son.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, big up to your son, too, making moves, winning titles.
Yes. Yes.
But my gorgeous niece burned down the kitchen and cooked us some salmon, some home fries, and some breaded shrimp. And Lord have mercy on my soul. It was so good, right? Now, they have all these new type of condiments out looking real delicious, and I would love to try them, but the food was so good, I wouldn't even disrespect the food by putting any of those condiments on it. That's how good it was. It was just absolutely succulent. And then after that, my son, his wife, my two grandchildren, they came over. We pollied. I met with my nephews. It's just nonstop, just constant phone calls, meeting with lawyers, law professors, journalist professors, sociologist professors, artists, grassroots folks, politicking with Mama Uhuru Sasa. She's a giant in Pittsburgh. If you don't know her, you need to get to know her.
Yes, yes.
I'm working on a piece now to pay homage to the work that she's doing. It's just out of control, just outstanding. The sisters and brothers in Pittsburgh got a beautiful community going on and the things that they're doing. That's why I'm going to be there. Now, you know, certain turn of events happened that prevented me from actually going to Pittsburgh, but those were things behind the scenes. That's only temporary. But I'm going to be commuting from Philly to Pittsburgh on a regular basis, not necessarily every day, but maybe twice a week, and then eventually I'm going to move there, and I'm going to stay for 2 years, and then I'm going down south. Urban ag, you know, on the urban ag tip, and then I'm going to buy a farm in a rural area and down south. But all of the things, like, happening, pardon me, all of the things happening is just indicative of hard work. You know, like I told you the night before last, Uhuru Nilkazi, freedom is work. And so you got to work. And I done talked to plenty exonerees that called in, and sisters and brothers with their evidence in their hand trapped in the bars in Tennessee, in Texas, in Mississippi, in Georgia, in Alabama, in Detroit, in Illinois. Calls coming in from all over the country and out of the country. And I give every last one of them the same thing. I tell them that, yo, if you put the work in, you will get the results. Any organization that you call on to step up with you, they cannot be your savior. You have to do the work, and you have to drive the freedom car. You have to do the work. They come in as an auxiliary to assist you, not to save you, because nobody can save you but you, working with everybody else.
Yes. Yes. Definitely. Wow. Mufti, stay right there, okay, because we're going to get into our topic of the night. And, you know, so we're going to talk about this topic tonight, issues of the black man. And then next week, you're going to come back, and we're going to talk about your case and all that happened and that you've been through during this 42 years. So let's take a caller now. Caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you tonight?
Good evening, Dr. Chinchilla. This is Jesus from the Jesus Show. Good evening to everybody and to the brothers on the panel this evening. Hi, y'all.
Yes.
And
Jesus, how are you?
Much honor to you. I'm doing well. Just wanted to show some love. And as far as the title tonight, with the black man taking his place back, in the times that we're living in, to the brothers and to all, but to my brothers, and I speak this message to even the unborn males that will come into breath, honey. I speak wholeness to you, brothers. I speak insight within the sight within to you, brother. There's a master plan installed into all of the beautiful brothers. Even through the experiences of darkness, there's a transformation of prosperity, abundance, and to bring forth is within you. Even when my brothers don't feel that in this breath, it's still within my brothers, the greatest will. So I speak wholeness and oneness of oneself, my brother. And I speak that you can continue to walk this path with the knowing that's within your heart, and know that your heart will never forsake you. Your heart will never forsake you. I know people come and go, and people don't understand you, but when you come to learn to understand you, you're going to continue to change the world. So just much love and gratitude to all of the males in flesh and blood, and even to the unborn. Shall we continue to seek and embrace oneness and wholeness in this incarnation, in this journey, and to even the unborn, because you are everything, my brother. And when the world is designed like this, to me, that's just evidence from my own soul that you are the all. You are everything. Much love, y'all. I'm going to kick back and listen to the show. Black man, take your place back. Love us. Jesus.
Thank you so much, Jesus. She's a host on this network, and her show is called The Jesus Show, Christine Powell. So thank you so much, Jesus, for calling in tonight. All right, Mufti, issues of the black man. Black man, take your place. So, Mufti, let's talk about that tonight, about the black man taking his place.
Speak on.
Mufti?
Yes, I'm with you.
Yes, I'm with you.
Okay. So I want to talk about that. How
okay.
is it, and what must the black man do to take his place, and where is his place?
His place, obviously, is side by side with the African woman. Unfortunately for us, collectively, brothers is missing in action. Not only in my lifetime, but previous to that, you know, when we search historically and contemporarily, brothers is missing in action. We got to step up. And unfortunately for us, or actually fortunately for us, the African woman has always held us down. Not only has she been the foundation, but she has also been the capping stone as well. And I'm of the opinion, and based on my experience, that had it not been for the African woman, we wouldn't even exist right now in this country. Collectively speaking, brothers have not, collectively speaking, have not really been loyal to our people. And I always use as an example, there are many examples, but one is if you go to the male prisons in the visiting room, the visiting rooms are bursting with like scores of black women who support them. But when you go to the visiting rooms in the female prisons in Muncie and Cambridge Springs, the visiting rooms are empty. And there are no men my age and under in those visiting rooms. You have, and I'm speaking in a general sense, but the numbers are consistent, you know, all the way across the country. Where you go, it's only elderly people that go see them, or they take little children, the women's children, or maybe their sons, but their sons oftentimes are not active. But by and large, those visiting rooms are empty. Why is it all this support for black men from black women, but when black women are captured and taken and put in these neo-concentration camps, that we don't support them like they support us? And so the black man is missing in action, so the black man has to step up. And simply just start where you are. It's not no mystery. It's not no real big drawn out process. Wherever you are, step up. You know, if you got a sister, support your sister. If you got a mother, a neighbor, a niece, step up. Stop being missing. Stop, you know, playing video games. Stop, you know, hanging on the corners doing nothing, wasting time. Whatever you have to do to support our sisters, which is a representation of our community, because they're the teachers, they are the children's first educators, and if we don't support them, which collectively speaking we haven't, and we all know that, I mean, I know that's an uncomfortable conversation, and I know a lot of brothers deny that, and I know brothers spend a lot of time talking about women, our women, are responsible for what's going on in our communities because they turn these so-called men into less than men and so forth and so on. But I say it's common amongst us to use the phrase that a woman can't teach no boy how to be a man. This is what I say. 75% of the households in our community are led by black women. And many black men who become successful black men, that is, success in terms of supporting the black community, being active and on the front line, they weren't raised by men. They didn't have men in their lives. And so when they grow up and become successful black men, if black men didn't show them how to become successful black men, who showed them how to become successful? We spend a whole bunch of time blaming the black woman for quote-unquote messing things up, but we don't take any responsibility for messing things up, for being missing in action, for abandoning our posts. And as long as we continue to do that, we're never going to be able to change the deplorable conditions in our communities. That seems to never stop. But one thing is consistent in our community. The black woman continues to hold it down. If something needs to be done, she is there on the front line. And so I'm saying that to be right by the African woman fighting back to back, having her back, and she having our back, because she's always had our back, whether it's our mother, our grandmother, our aunt, our nieces, our female cousins, always. We need to reciprocate. It has to be reciprocity. We act like we don't even know what reciprocity is. We don't give back like they give back. We don't be there for them, collectively speaking. We don't be there for them like they there for us. I mean, we talk a lot, but we really actually don't do. And until we step up and take our rightful place, we're not going to be able to go to the next level. It's all we're going to always be standing around, waiting for them to do what they've been doing forever, holding us down, making it happen, supporting us, making sure we be liberated from these houses of pain.
Yes, yes, Muti, yes. Wow. So Muti is saying, everybody, that the place of the black man is by the black woman, okay? And yes, that is so true. And the woman is supposed to be by the black man because we're supposed to work together. You know, when God created us, he created us to be a helpmeet, and that is to each other. And we definitely have to work together and build together. And it's not happening today. And until we start doing that, things will not change the way they should. But that is where we're supposed to be, side by side, together, building and working. And, you know, after we take this next caller, we're going to talk about the Nguzu Saba. Okay, we're going to talk about the principles, the seven principles of Kwanzaa, and how it's so important for our people, okay? So let's take another caller. Caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you tonight?
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Bulls Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. Where your little brother then became the three-way master because you had to call home from upstate. What's good? Thought I heard a little echo on here. How you doing this evening?
Yeah, she can't hear you right now, so I keep talking. Her line is echoing right now. Go ahead and do your thing, man.
All right. Well, yeah, check this out. This Clev One stabbing in, you know what I'm saying? And I wanted to have a few things. Shout out to your guests, you know what I'm saying? You know? Everybody get their turn, you know what I'm saying? And with everything is decreed, whatever's meant for us to befall upon us is not meant for us to miss. Salute to the soldiers, you know what I'm saying? We cool it down out here. But what I wanted to say, though, first of all, about these young men out here who we talking about that don't like to listen. Well, a lot of them don't like to listen, but that's because we got to talk a little louder to them. You see what I'm saying? You know, a lot of us, we complain about them. Again, we complain about them, but we don't say two words to them. So Clev One going to speak their language because, you know, I speak about 52 street corner languages out here. You know what I mean? So I'll communicate and do the translation to the people, you know what I mean, and let them know I will be taking their pistols from them if I see them. And don't be stashing nothing under no tires and in your cars. Nothing. If I see it, I'm taking it from you. You know what I'm saying? And if you start clapping at me, yo, trust me, Clev One ready for that. Sniper towers, the album will clap back. You know what I mean? Yes, for justice. But anyway, like I was saying, and then furthermore, I want to comment on this. You know what I mean? As far as these, you know, as the gentleman said, that, you know, you have a greater percentage of households in which men are raised, being raised by women. By women, whether whatever ages they are, whether they be the sisters, the older sisters, the mothers, the aunts, or the grandmothers, or whoever, you know what I'm saying? I know a lot of them, you know what I mean? You know, we come from villages down where we from, you know what I mean? In these Philadelphia parts, if you know what I'm saying to you. I said Philadelphia parts, you know what I mean? So, but what I'm saying is a lot of us had to raise ourselves, you know what I mean, ones that didn't have fathers around. And the ones that I knew, a lot of us that grew up, the villages of us, We, you know, the ones that had fathers, you know what I mean, was surprisingly, they were the ones that winded up in trouble a lot, you know what I'm saying, based on what kind of fathers we had, I guess. You know what I mean? But furthermore, the ones who didn't have fathers around, you know what I mean, they decided to become men on their own at early ages, you know what I'm saying? I got a few nephews that's doing it as we speak, you know what I mean? The little boy was making goulash at 7 years old for the whole village. Yeah, if you know what I'm talking about out here. But, yeah, so what we got to do is we got to communicate with them. And if y'all having problems with it, you know what I mean, y'all can take communication with the Gremlins class with Clev One, one half of the Booze Brothers out here, you know what I'm saying? Holler at me. You know what I mean? I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers represented from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where they got free fireworks at sale at Walmart. Check your satellites.
All right.
Unmuted.
All right. Thank you so much, Clev One. All right. We're going to have a track by our International Internet Hall of Fame DJ, DJ Olasky, and then we'll be right back with Mooti.
System. Will this havoc, tragic conflict, others sent to degrade by automatics, rifle by crews that are hostile organization, drug transactors act on intimidation, women, men, solid, children disregarded, what's the keys of it, what's the cause of it, let me know, at 13 she's turned out, she blew her brains out, I guess she couldn't take it no more, like the expression goes, knocking on heaven's door, from the looks of it, I guess she got it, this type of thing happens over and over again, every city, even across the world, women leaving children on the front doors, parents are hung, strung out on cookflow, throwing the children out of 10-story windows, where's the love, sympathy, feelings of mercy, what gives you the right to give the child the death penalty, gang violence, can I get a witness, used to be knives, now studies and Mac 10, Tech 9, 12 gauge, pumps and 38, stop the madness before it gets too late, strive for a better cause, try to find yourself in these. If the rest of the world is lost, cause you're the new generation, the future. Set an example, brothers and sisters, dropping out of school, thinking it's cool to sell drugs, pushing those deadly tools, which others in class, we used to pass cool notes, others are fiends now, hustling the youth. Not a rap song, I wish I could say that, but it's the stuff that they sell in the valve cap. Well, let me pause for a moment while I mention,
since the test of the emergency broadcasting system makes your place, protect your race, cause it's a damn disgrace.
Stand up,
take your place, protect the race, cause it's a damn disgrace.
Stand up,
take your place, protect your race, cause it's a damn disgrace.
Stand up, take your place, protect your race, cause it's a damn disgrace. Stand up. Stand up.
Destruction, creation, they begin to know the devastation, bodies are mutilated, the earth dies, not a soul survives, only body lies, the O-N-E, they count casually, no more life, and the every living human being, flesh, ripped from the bone, earth's a death zone, this reality, none of what TV's shown, what about the child without a chance to live, who never knew the words positive, how could they love for them when their hearts are torn, minutes the baby's born, the next day the earth's gone. The fight, not in pretty sight, so I'm getting hyped. Yo, I gotta do it right. Again, releasing my tension while I mention this is a test of the emergency broadcasting system.
Take your place, protect your race, cause it's a damn disgrace.
Stand up,
take your place, protect the race, it's a damn disgrace.
Stand up,
take your place, protect your race, cause it's a damn disgrace.
Stand up, take your place, protect your race,
cause it's a damn disgrace. Remember the time when you could play on the block,
played football while the girls played double dutch. After dinner, cool out with the team. Wait for Mr. Softy to bring the ice cream. Standing in line, next for the order. Smile on your face while you dig for your carter. Got your ice cream, you sit on the step. Wait for your friends who hasn't got it yet. Everyone's happy, we're having a ball. Mom's on the porch, she's watching us all. You see, it don't matter if related to each other. In the neighborhood, we look out for one another. How times have changed. The old neighborhood don't even look the same. People walk around, eat out of the trash. They have no cash and no place to crash. Mothers on crack, black, yellow, and white. Kids run the streets all day and night. People getting shot, killings won't stop. Another drug dealer just moved on your block. Policeman still dead. Poor man must stay. Rich get richer. Don't give a damn anyway. That's the way it is. I hate to say. We got to fight for what's on our way.
Okay. All right, that was Stand Up, and that song was written, composed, and arranged by Pennsylvania historical exoneree Vincent Moto, and guess what? I was on that track as well, everybody, so y'all heard my vocals on there, okay? If you want to purchase that CD with that song and his other song, After Innocence, and then you also get another song, so three songs for $20. You guys can cash at Vincent Moto at MagicMan2017. That's $MATICMAN2017 for a download of that CD. All right, so let's bring on Vincent Moto tonight. Vincent Moto, of course, is Pennsylvania's historical exoneree, and guess what? He is also co-founder of Right the Wrong Coalition and Be a Voice and Criminal Justice Reborn. And he spent, I believe, 8 years in the same prison facility with Muti Ajamu Osaberu. So they know each other, okay? And they saw each other on Friday when Muti was freed. So welcome, Vincent. How are you tonight?
Oh, thank you, Chinchilla.
I'm
doing fine. I'm getting an echo. See if this has stopped it. Hello?
Okay, let's try it right now, Vincent. We're bringing back on. Yeah, we're trying to bring on Chinchilla right now with the. See what's going on with that, with these lines. No, we're not. Go ahead, Vincent. Go ahead and talk.
All right. Good evening, Chinchilla.
She's not going to be able to hear. She hears you. Right now, her line is echoing. Go ahead and talk, Vincent.
Oh, okay. I thank you for having me on your show again. I was expecting kind of weird talking and don't hear you responding back to me because I know there was a few questions that you probably want to ask me. Due to the fact that I came onto the show kind of late because actually I'm in a musical session with someone, but I thought that this was very important. So I figure I'd take a few minutes to get on here so I can talk.
Yes, indeed. And what we'll do is I'll mute your line and the children can come in and ask the questions and I'll unmute your line. You know what I mean? We'll do some technical
okay,
things.
Great.
So right now, muting Vince, putting back on Dr. J.
All right, so I definitely thank you so much, Vincent, for taking time out from your studio session tonight. And, you know, I want to allow you and Muti to talk for a few moments, okay, so you all can share with the listeners tonight your experience together because you know each other, okay, and I want you all to converse tonight on the topic tonight, issues of the black man, and how we can change the narrative tonight. So go ahead, Vincent, you talk to Muti tonight.
All right, we'll put the show on remote. And I got it right now. Muti and Vincent, you're live together. Two brothers free. You're free anyway. You're always free in your spirit. You know what I mean, no bars can hold y'all anyway. So how about that one? I'm gone.
That's right. No doubt about that. Brother Muti.
Quasimodo.
Hey, how are you tonight, brother?
Hey, listen, the other night at the homecoming ceremony, you asked me a question. Now I'm going to pose that question back to you. when you seen me step in the building, how did that make you feel?
That's a good question. Well, one thing for sure is that it tells me that God was working. The creator of all creations was working because I hadn't seen you since, 96? Actually, 95 when they shipped me out of Greaterford and sent me up Dallas. So that was the last time that I actually physically and verbally spoke with you concerning, you know, my release during that time. And it was like, I know that God is working. It just 20, I think it was like 27 years almost afterwards. Like it wasn't 27, but it was a lot of years afterwards. And it was just a warm feeling to know that, you know, all the situations we went through, all the struggling, all those rallies and protesting, it didn't go in vain. It was like a breath of fresh air to see you again. Like, words alone couldn't actually express how I felt seeing you again. It was just beautiful, man, to see you on this side of the world instead of in the other world that we were living in at the time, which was a hell, prison hell. And it was, wow. I mean, it's, I don't even know the words what to say, because the fact that, you know, that how God had brought us back together, we're having rallies, and I just so happened to meet your sister. She came to one of my rallies, and we got to talking, and Dr. Chinchilla was, you know, explaining to her about different situations that was taking place, and she said, well, my brother Muti is locked up, and et cetera, et cetera. And I'm like, Muti? Wait a minute. I think I know this brother. And went in the house, and I got these pictures of you, you know, of you and I while we were locked up in prison, and I showed them to your family. And she was like, oh, my God, yeah, that is my brother. And your nephew was there, I think, and he was like, yeah, that's my uncle. And I met your son and everyone else, and it was, like, just so incredible. And I was like, here's another episode, another part in my life where God takes a control of things, and he, you know, guides us to where we should be. He is all godder of all things and wisdom, and he led your sister right to me, and like, it was the perfect time. It was just perfect. And from there, Chinchilla and I, we got your information, and things started working, and you guys were like on the phone daily, you know, busting it up, like trying to make things happen. And all that work and time that was put in, it didn't go in vain. And that's what was so important. Tears came to my eyes when I first saw you, and it was like, man, this is a good thing. This is a blessing to see this brother, because so many brothers that was locked up with us, I did get to see, and some of them I didn't get to see. Some of them passed away, and, you know, I never got to see them again. And being able to see you again, I knew that it had to be a purpose why God brought us back together again for the second time. You know, first it was in the penitentiary, and now it's in the streets. So I know that there's a purpose and a reason for everything underneath the heavens and earth. Ecclesiastes 3 speaks about that the best in the Bible. I know that it's right. It's right. You're supposed to be here, and we're supposed to be back together, and it's something that we still have to achieve, and goals that got to be, you know, fulfilled for some reason, and we're back together again. So, brother, I can't even begin to eloquently express the feelings that I had, because it was so many just all bottled up together. And again, you know, welcome home, man. Welcome back home.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Kwasi. But you left out two very important things in your recall of that story, and both of them reflect your high character. Number one, you approached my family and didn't even know them, and you asked sister, do you have anybody in prison? And then she said, yes. Mm-hmm. I said, well, what's their name? And she said, Mutsi Ajumon Seguru. You mean Mutsi from, and you was like, and yo, you gave a description of me. It was on point.
Yeah.
You got to the point about my hair. You said, yeah, he bald headed. And she was like, oh, no, my brother has long locks. You said, no, the Mutsi I know was bald headed. Y'all was talking about the same person, but at different times in his life.
Right.
I was, when back then I was rocking triple O's. Folks used to call me Fruit. I mean, because you know,
right.
I used to always
absolutely
up rocking the triple O's. And now that I grew locks, so y'all was talking about the same person, just a different joint. And that's when you ran back to your spot and got your photo album. And you said, is this the dude? She said, that's my brother, but that's what all hit. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
That was mind-blowing. That was absolutely.
Yeah.
And see, like, stuff like that is not serendipitous, you know? Like I say, you do the work, you get the reward. But divine providence is real. It's not spooky.
Absolutely.
It's a real thing. But it only happens when you put the work in. Because that happened at a rally. You feel me? And
right,
so,
absolutely.
And then, and that, from that point on, we build. And folks don't know that, like, we was making moves in prison to be free, to be liberated. I remember
absolutely.
When I caught you on the Larry King Live show, you know what I'm saying? Disseminating what was going on in the court about those who are actually innocent with the evidence to prove it, but wasn't being heard. And that just, you know, made me gird my loins and redouble my efforts, seeing you know, pump that message out to the world about what we need to
absolutely.
Do behind them double razor wire military fences and 40-foot stone walls. So, yeah, brother, you know, we... Like I told
well, you know,
you
I gotta come on and say something to you, Moody, and also Vince. First of all, you know, I've heard your stories being producer of this outstanding show, and we're gonna bring on Dr. J, even though she has a little feedback. So we're on right now mute remote. And of course we're out of the Lagos, Nigeria, y'all. 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. We'll bring some callers on as well. I know Dr. J won't mind, you know, speaking, you know, getting this show going and bring on some people that like to talk to you. And then I'm going to bring back on Dr. Chinchilla before I do that. But you brothers are inspiration. You know, I told my son about both of you. My son lives in San Francisco, California. And he was definitely interested in Moody's story as well as yours, you know, being an outstanding musician. That you guys did not allow the enemy to defeat you at all. And you guys are inspiration not only for, you know, locally, you know what I mean? But you're an inspiration in the world. And I'm proud of both of you. You're holding up a high standard. We got a lot of kids out here that think being bad and being reckless is cool. And I'm telling you, and I know you guys can go to them and tell them, huh, when you hit that prison gate and you hear them moaning and crying in the beginning of that block at night, and you wonder why you were so tough out there. You say, oh, I don't give a darn about nothing, blah, 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 blah. You get on that block, and now you're somebody's baby, but you're just tough. And now you got to live the rest of your life, whatever you did. If you, you know what I mean, when you did it, I'm talking about these kids out here, you know, committing egregious
crimes
in our community.
Yes. Yeah.
Seriously, and it's sad. I want you guys both to, if you were talking to the youth of America, and definitely in our you know, black communities, I'm going to go to Moody first, and then go to you, Vince. And then bring back on Dr. Chinchilla. Talk to Moody. There's a bunch of egregious kids out here that don't understand that word on the other side. What would you say to them? And then after Moody, Vince, what would you say to them as well?
Well, first of all, language is everything. And we're not talking about kids because the kid is a baby goat. A very wise woman told me that call their children kids, and kids grow up to be goats. A child grows up to be a human being. And as long as we keep calling our children kids, they will continue to be the scapegoat for American white supremacy. So you're talking about children. That's first and foremost. And our children are just that, our children. They did not fall from off of some other tree. Those are children or apples off of our tree. If they ain't living right, it's because we ain't teaching right. We ain't living right. We haven't created the atmosphere for them to flourish. Our adversaries who created, maintain, and protect the system of white supremacy or the myth of white supremacy on their job. We have to get on our job. We are not on our job. Our children are out of control because we have not have taught them how to control themselves. There's an African proverb that says, if you do not initiate the boys, they will burn the village down. We have not initiated them. Our adversary in their institutions, doesn't matter whether it's the religious institutions, the educational institutions, the economic institutions, the political institutions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, they indoctrinate our children with the concept of white supremacy. And the adverse of white supremacy is so-called black and brown inferiority. And we have done a poor job in disrupting that system. We have to get on our job, mainly us, the brothers. We got to step up and do. I always say you got two individuals. You got rappers and you got reporters. We got too many rappers. Rappers are those who sit and talk about what we need to do. Reporters come and tell you what they've done and what they're doing right now. Not what we need to do later, but what they're doing right now. And what they've done yesterday is only important to the degree that it lets those who can't necessarily understand the vision of the brother or the sister, it lets them know that they're capable of doing it because they did it before and what they are doing right now. We get too caught up with talking about what we need to do in the future and not what we're doing right now. Yeah. And the onus falls on the brothers because the sisters is holding it down, collectively speaking. They holding it down. We got to get on our post. We have abandoned our post.
Right.
And I'm saying to you, like, can't even begin to start berating or badgering our children and how out of control they are. It's because we haven't done our jobs. Our children are killing one another because our adversary have taught them to hate each other, to fear each other and look at each other as if they the enemy. When the real enemy, they look at and almost be in awe of them as if they're good good entities, if you will, or good for their living, when in fact the very opposite is true. So, like, I run to the youth. You got to run to them. Each one, reach one, and teach one. And if you're not dedicating your work and your spirit to augmenting, educating, and protecting the children, you in the way. There is no middle ground. There is no gray area.
That's right.
It's black and white. Either you part of the solution or you are the problem.
Yeah.
White supremacy in the house and in the job for every conscientious African in this country, black person, black male, poor folks, white poor folks, it's their job to destroy white supremacy. Only when white supremacy dies will all the rest of us have a chance to flourish. And let me tell you what I mean by white supremacy. White supremacy is not a person. It is a concept. The people who created it, all of them are dead. None of them are living. It was created long before any of us who are on the show, any of us who are listening, was even created, were born. It was created in this country. It is a concept. But the reason it's important that we identify it, because you have engineers and architects, they're all dead. But then you have practitioners and servants of white supremacy. And many of those white supremacists have black faces, have brown faces. Yeah. And until we
That's
understand
right.
what white supremacy is and what it's not, we won't be able to defeat it. And so that is what I would say to your question, brother.
All right, Vince, go ahead. Now it's your turn.
Okay, well, wow, you said a lot. That's right, Brother Mutia. Absolutely. I would say to the children, see, I would have to start with the parents, too, because, see, it's not the children's fault. As we say, each one, reach one, teach one. It's our responsibility to raise our children that we have. It's our responsibility to educate our children that we have. As he said, these are our children. And as our children, there's a responsibility, as we call ourselves adults. Our responsibility is to raise these children, give them wisdom and understanding, so, and direct them in a positive way, so when they get older, they will have a purpose in life. They will understand certain things and realize how the system is designed and what it's set up for. When you look around at everything that mostly people of color have, it's handed out mostly through, as Muti was saying, the European system. So we're educated under the European system. We work under the European system. We get paid under the European system. Everything is designed under the European system that we live under. So they have their own rules and regulations that they expect for us to follow. Now, due to the fact and the circumstances of the conditions that they have to, the world is not out to get them. They're under this impression that they're a minority. So if we keep mixing our seeds of people of color with people of non-color, of European color, of which they consider white, that will eventually wipe them off the planet. So they're in like a paranoid state, and this mentality is coercing them to do things a certain way for them, of survival of the fittest, as they look at it. See, I don't put ourselves as human beings on the level of animals. See, they look at things from a different perspective, survival of the fittest, you know, the lion kills and murders, and we're like lions and tigers. And I'm saying, no, we're above it. We're supposed to protect them. A lion and a tiger, they go by the laws of nature. They follow the laws of nature. Man is the only one that don't follow the laws of nature. He's constantly rebellious. So everything that he's doing, he's destroying. So you have this Frankenstein syndrome that took place here in America hundreds and hundreds of years ago, which was the slavery of the African-American or the black man or whatever you want to call it. So the mind frame, the everything that was set up was designed this way. So when we say the system ain't working, the system is working exactly the way it's supposed to work, because that's what it was designed to do. What we have to do is re-educate our children, get rid of the things that they're handing, they're giving them, like this Google and Facebook. This stuff takes control of the mind of our children. These games, these PlayStations, these Xboxes, this is on a whole level of another level of control. See, and we spend, how many hours a day do we actually spend giving our children our time, our wisdom, and our understanding? Majority of the time, 8 hours a day, 8 to 10 hours a day, a school takes your children's mind and they develop it, they educate it, and they feed that child what they want them to know how to be. And meanwhile, we're out working, trying to make a living. So when the children come home, they're home before we're home, because we work 9 to 5s on the slave mentality level of surviving. So our kids come home. There's no one there with them. Probably we leave some money for them to get, all right, get some food when we get home, or, you know, we'll be home when we get off of work. All right, do your homework, et cetera, et cetera. All right, so therefore our children, again, are left alone. with no guidance, no nothing. So they probably pop the TV on or pop the PlayStation on or turn Xbox on or YouTube and Facebook, and they get this instant gratification. See, Facebook, YouTube, and all that stuff, video games, they give you instant gratification. When you say, hey, Google, what's up, blah, 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 on this and blah, blah. Google say, hi, blah, 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 give it right back to you. Boom. They give you this instant gratification. So when they come to us and communicate with us, they're so used to instant gratification that becoming rebellious with us when we say, oh, no, or this, and we can't give the reason like Google gave it or the reason like Siri, or Siri said, take me here, or you said, Siri, what's this and what's that? So what happens is they become kind of rebellious. So they go back to this instant gratification, and they depend on that. They start leaning on that for information, directions, emotions, behavior. They meet people online that they don't even know. They're speaking with people. They're building trust with people they don't even know. They're saying things to people that they don't even really know. And we're not there supervising none of this. The same thing in our schools. Look at the schools. The schools are out of control. Kids are bringing guns there. They got metal detectors in the school because no one is taking control and giving these children what they truly need. They're not getting the right guidance. They're not getting the right education because we're too busy trying to chase after the dollar bill. We need to spend more time with our kids, our children, than leaving them to someone else to raise them. And this is what's happening. People think because I just bought my daughter a new car, or I just got her this new Gucci pocketbook she wanted, and this iPhone that she wanted, and this laptop and the PlayStation, they pacifying them with this materialistic stuff when it really means nothing. What means something? You spend time with your children. See, this is what was happening when I was growing up. I spent time with my mom, my dad, my brothers, and my sisters. That's why on that rap song, I said, remember the time when you could play on the block. You play football while the girls was playing double dutch. After dinner, we chill with the family and the team. We wait for Mr. Softy to bring the ice cream. We stand in line, waiting on each other, having fun with brothers. Look, it don't matter who's related to each other because mom's on the porch. She's watching us all. You dig? Things like this don't happen no more. You go say something to somebody's child, that child ready to kill you and your family, and the parent don't even know what's going on with their children no more, but they do love their children, so the first thing they're going to do is defend their child. My child ain't wrong, this and that. So it's just out of control. We control over our children again. And the only way to do that is we got to get rid of this technology. Just get this technology and go back to the old school ways of educating our children.
I love that, Vince. You know, like I said, I'm a journalist, so I ask the stimulating questions. And I love the response of our brother Muti, you know what I mean, as well as you. And of course, you know, we're on remote again, and we got to do our thing with our wonderful doctor, and she's going to be right back on. And now she'll choose, because the time is getting 9 now. It's after 11 o'clock. If we do have callers, please make sure that you limit your call to 3 minutes. We'll bring back on Dr. Chinchilla J.
All right. Thank you so much. Well, I really love what you said, Vincent, what you also said, Muti, about our young people. And I am glad you asked that question, Brother O, because that's something that we were going to talk about tonight and also on Merck City tomorrow. And yes, our young people are dying. Yes, they're committing crimes out here. And yes, it is the parents, you know, the parents have to parent. And yes, they're not parenting, or should I say no, they are not parenting today. And we're going to take some more callers. And so stay right there because we're going to take some more callers right now. Caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you tonight?
All right, back on remote mute. And caller, you have 3 minutes to express your opinion tonight about News Forum.
Oh, yes, hi. Good evening. My name is Matthew Graham. I'm calling from South Jersey.
Hey, how you doing, Matt? How you doing? All right, we know who you are, man. Come on now, talk to us.
All right, I tuned in from the very beginning, and I've been through an unprecedented kind of hell with, like, the police and the courts, but they've been trying as usual, is what always goes on here, which is a great tradition, to try to get me and a lot of people locked up. They didn't really achieve that with me, but they did cause a lot of my time to be consumed. I got to make sure that I'm even hearing you right. Well, first I say the beautiful song as well with Vincent Modi and Dr. Chinchilla. There was incredible lyrics. I really like that song. To Moody, I believe his name is. I got to make sure I'm actually hearing you right. For my own sanity and for your sake, did you say, I'm not familiar with your story, but did you say that you were locked up for 42 years and you didn't do the crime?
42 years, 2 months, 3 weeks. 22
oh
hours.
Oh, my God.
And 4 seconds.
This is out of control. Like, this is – I know you got a lot of listeners, like, overseas. If people are listening in Africa, people are listening down south and out west, whoever's listening right now, like, all jokes aside, you got to absolutely copy it. You got to find a link to wherever this show is. Like, I know it's like Blog Talk and the Gozi time. You got to copy and paste that. You got to send this and send text messages to your relatives, people in the church, the mosque, the synagogue, civil rights leaders, contact leaders across the seas, because this is out of control. Like, this
is
too
man.
Much. Because to put this – yeah, this is too much. It's unbearable.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. Go ahead, real quick, 30 seconds.
This is too much. Because, like, to put this into context – that's like 1980. Like, Michael Jackson's Thriller and Beat It didn't come out yet. I think Candy Girl barely came out. Jamie Lee Curtis at Halloween, the movie, came out, and they were, like, still wearing bell bottoms. Like, this person's entire life, I mean, thank God at least you had a chance. You said you had a kid, so at least you got to reproduce or whatever. But, oh, my God. Like,
yeah,
I want to say, is this reality?
Yeah, it's reality, man.
This is out of control.
Yeah, it's reality, man. Now, we appreciate your call tonight, man. And like I said, you know, this is this man's reality. And now his reality is freedom. And at this time, we don't have any of our callers in queue. So I'm going to bring it back into remote, of course, into the great Dr. J. And she'll go, you know, do the show. We got about 10 minutes, about 17 minutes to go. So I'm bringing it back to Dr. J as I speed off.
Unmuted.
All right. Thank you so much, Brother O. Good hearing from you tonight, Matthew. And, yes, it is just outrageous that Muti spent 42 years wrongfully behind bars for a crime he did not commit. His son, who I had the privilege of meeting on Friday, was only 2 years old when Muti was kidnapped from his family. And it's such a disgrace. Such an absolute disgrace. So now his son is 44, and Muti has grandchildren. And, you know, it's just so absolutely crazy. And his granddaughter, when I interviewed her, I asked her how did she feel about her grandfather being released from prison and her seeing him after all these years, because she saw him in prison when she was younger. And she said it's a wonderful thing, and now she's excited because she can get to know her grandfather. And his daughter-in-law was excited because now she has her father-in-law out of prison. She visited him in prison. And, you know, his son is elated. Everyone is elated. And his sister, Mama Roz, who has fought relentlessly for her brother. She stood by her brother's side and, you know, from day one and has never given up because she knew he was innocent. So, you know, as I always say, wrongful convictions, they don't just affect the person that was wrongfully convicted and wrongfully imprisoned, but it affects and affects their entire family. And many families are ripped apart because of wrongful convictions. And while people that are wrongfully incarcerated are behind bars, a lot of them have lost loved ones Muti lost loved ones behind bars, his mother, and, you know, many others have passed on. And this happens all the time. And it's criminal, everybody. It's criminal. And these prosecutors, the DAs, the judges, the corrupt police officers, and as I always talk about, these corrupt defense attorneys who want to see black and brown men behind bars, because a lot of them are racist and a lot of them work hand in hand with the prosecution, just as Muti said. And you guys have heard me say this time and time again here on News Forum. And this is what happens. It's reality. And these men are living witnesses of that reality. And they're people that pay good money to hire the best lawyer that they thought was the best lawyer that would provide them the best defense possible, but they took their money and did not provide the best defense possible. They allowed them to be wrongfully convicted. They railroaded them into a wrongful conviction. And then those that are trying to get out, these attorneys such as Jerome Brown, who has taken money from countless people behind bars that are innocent, and he has done nothing at all. And every time I hear his name come up, I tell people to run. Do not retain that man. Get rid of that man for those who have retained him. Some have listened and some have not. But I always talk about Jerome Brown because he is corrupt. He is racist. He does not want to see black men released from prison. So, and Muti just confirmed that tonight, what I've been saying all along about Jerome Brown. So, and there are many other lawyers out there like that as well. And so it's so very sad, but Jerome Brown needs to be in prison and so many others need to be in prison. As I always say, prosecute the prosecutor. Prosecute the judge. Hold them accountable for their wrongdoings. Because when you know that that person does not belong behind bars, they're innocent, but yet you're falsifying evidence and judges are allowing this horrible, horrid stuff to take place in their courtrooms, it is criminal. They sit in that seat and they allow it to take place when they have the power to nip it in the bud. The jury, who is never comprised of jury of peers, never, ever, is always old white people, okay, or middle-aged white people, racist people that want to put black men behind bars. It is criminal, everybody, absolutely criminal. And it has to stop. It has to stop. So, you know, I'm just, again, so elated that Muti is a free man today. And his mind has always been free. They had his body locked in a cage, but they never incarcerated or imprisoned his mind or his spirit. And that is a good thing. Same thing with Benson Moto. He was in a cage for 10 and a half years. Never imprisoned his mind or his spirit. So these are two very strong black men. And guess what? Wait till you guys see what's going to be coming up the next few months and how we're going to really sweep across this country. And it's so exciting. And we're waiting for more to be released from prison and freed. And, wow, we're building, we are building, and we are working hard. So I want to allow my guests tonight to give their final remarks. And, you know, they will be back on. Muti will be back on tomorrow night from Merck City talking to the young people. And before I forget, because I talk so much, I want to give a big shout-out to my son, Mootsie mentioned earlier. So my son, Manny, he was in a bodybuilding competition yesterday in Allentown, and it was his first competition, and he took 4 first-place trophies, and he won for the overall competition. He received and won the pro card, which allows him now to compete as a pro. He was a novice, first time ever doing this, but he looked like a pro, acted like a pro, and was better than the pros, everybody. So you know your girl, Chinchilla J, was a very proud mama yesterday. And I was screaming to the top of my lungs the whole time. And it's on my Facebook page. Y'all can check out all those videos. It was so exciting. And today, he had a big celebration at his place with his clients because he's a personal trainer. And, oh, my God, they came through like crazy. And they were there yesterday as well. And it was a wonderful time. They all brought food. And I did some vegan and vegetarian catering. And, my goodness, it was amazing. So, shout out to you, Manny. I love you, sweetie. Congratulations again on your 4 trophies and your pro card and your overall win, first place for everything. He left nothing for anybody else, y'all, and that's the way to do it, y'all. All right, so let me bring on Mootsie. First, let me bring on Vincent. Give your final thoughts, and then Mootsie, I'm going to have your final thoughts for tonight.
All right, we're back on mic remote at this time. So bring back on. Now it's going to be very, very tight now. You guys, man, you guys actually have 2 minutes to say your final thoughts. Vincent?
All right, that's great because I have a session going on and I got these brothers just staying sitting here with you.
All right now. Yes, indeed. Thank you. Thank you for coming on News Farm tonight.
They're good brothers. They're good brothers. I like to say, am I on? I'm sorry.
Yeah, 2 minutes.
Okay. I'd like to say, again, thank you, Dr. Chinchilla, for having me on your show again, and congratulations to Manny. I know Manny, great guy, very educated, very well, smart young fella, doing the right things. I'm proud of him, too. And also I want to say, I always appreciate your shows. I listen all the time. Sometimes I get a little busy. I have you on the phone and just as I listen to now while I'm working. So I try my best to, achieve both goals. Again, I like to say, I appreciate you having me on the phone, on your show. And I want to say, God bless Mootsie. It's good, brother, that you're here. I'm home now. And, I'll be back in touch with you ASAP. You already know that. I just want to say, hopefully, that you have these shows on and that people take this truly to heart and instead of just listening to actually get out and do something, implement this, put it into an effect, each one teach one and go on and share this with other people and motivate others through what you what was inspired by you tonight, through others. And please, we have to reach out to the children. I'm going to make it real quick. I got to go. All right. Well, thank you for having me on the show. God bless everyone and have a wonderful evening.
Hey, thank you, Vince. And now, Mootsie, you have 10 minutes to talk and then we go into Ngozi time.
Hold up. Is Doc still on the line?
She can't come on right now. Man, she has to echo, man. 2 minutes, Brother Mootsie. Thank you.
She sound a little angry, man.
She's not angry, bro. It's all good, brother. Hold tough. Go ahead and say you got a little less than 2 minutes, man. Please make your final thought. Thank you, bro.
I was being facetious.
Don't be facetious. To be more of the time, bro. Thank you.
A little levity in a serious moment, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you, brother.
I appreciate the opportunity, and we're going to do some beautiful things. And we need to continue having venues like this. And if you don't like the conditions in our community, then make a change. If you don't want to establish an organization, get with an organization that already exists that's addressing the problems that you want to see solved. And if there are no organizations that exist doing that, then create your own, and then we'll follow you. Hotep.
Outstanding, man. Thank you, brother. All right, now going to and go through time, and of course, another one of these outstanding tracks by Vincent Mono. Let's get it.
Order in the court. We have the decision. We find the defendant guilty of all charges.
Daddy. Daddy.
Order.
We thank Dr. J tonight for all that she does on a constant basis around the world through Mic Test TV, you know, Stop the Violence Coalition, and of course, what more can we say about what she does here at News Forum and the greatness and the legacy continues. Tomorrow night, she's right back on with me and our special guest. We'll let you know when it's necessary. Tomorrow, just look on Facebook. You find out who will be our special guest host right here on Merc City in your area, the legendary Merc City Hip Hop Program, tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Daylight, right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. Of course, WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We have Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and Twitter, and Ngozi underscore time. Ola Dele Malay, we go to your Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or welcome program tonight, Ola Dele, that goes with my gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dele Malay, where Ngozi say goodnight and luck to all the folks out there on Porch Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now back to the 2022 WBNN Host of the Year, the Anna Waddell Award recipient, the 2021 Lineage Host of the Year, the Sonny Griffin Award recipient, and of course, our fifth reigning commissioner, Dr. Chinchilla J, now on remote.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Brother O. I'd like to thank my guest tonight, Muti Ajamu Osevaru, who spent 42 years in a penal institution illegally, unlawfully, but now he is out and he's ready to work on the outside. As of June 23rd, 2003, welcome home once again, Muti. And to Vince Moto, Pennsylvania's historical exoneree, thank you so much for coming on to News Forum once again. And wow, yes, tomorrow night, Merc City, everybody, make sure you tune in to that tomorrow night. I am the co-host of that show, which broadcasts live once a month, every four Mondays. So tomorrow is that Monday. And we're going to be talking about changing the narrative and creating a future, creating our future, okay? And it's all about the young people because we're making Merc City great again. Hip-hop with a message, y'all. That's tomorrow night, 9:30 p.m. right here on WBNN. You tune in the same way you did tonight, 516-453-9133. Or if you tuned in via the Internet, tune in that same way on Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget, people, please, you have to always be a voice and not just be any type of voice. Be a voice on purpose. Stand up and speak out for what's right. Do your job as a citizen. Do your job as a human being and stand up and fight for what's right. Fight against injustices in America. And guess what? Next Sunday, we will be back with Wrongful Convictions. Wrongful Convictions. We have two new cases we're going to talk about next week. And we're going to talk, well, I'm sorry, no, because Muti's out now. So next Sunday, we're going to be talking all about Muti's case. And so we're going to have a lot of special people on next week talking about Muti's case. And, hey, it's going to really blow your minds. Because as Muti said, he was a child deather, not a juvenile lifer, not a child lifer, but a child deather, because he was wrongfully imprisoned at the teenage years. So he was a child, and he was sentenced to death, okay? Death by incarceration. So, and it's wrong, everybody. It's terribly wrong, and we're going to address that next Sunday night. So this week, look out for Mike Test Entertainment TV Studio News. Muti will be a guest on there, and he will also be on Nightmares from Behind Prison Walls. So follow that page, Mike, M-I-C, Test, T-E-S-T, Entertainment TV's Facebook page, and also like and follow my page, Chinchilla Jonesia. Check out my son's videos, and also check out all the other podcasts on Wrongful Convictions. I am your girl, Dr. Chinchilla J. Now stay tuned to find out how you can be a voice, how you can donate to be a voice, and how you can also be a guest on News Forum. If you need to reach me through the week, 844-642-8378, extension 888, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Take a listen.
If you would like to be a guest on News Forum and have a case of injustice, please give me a call Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. at 844-642-8378 to tell me about your story. And you might just be News Forum's next special guest. Money talks, so put your money where your mouth is. Be a voice today by donating to Be a Voice. Cash App, $ Be a Voice Tour. That's $ BEAVOICETOUR. Be a Voice Tour. Or donate via Venmo at Be a Voice. If you would like to donate via credit card, you must call the Be a Voice office at 844-642-8378, extension 111. Again, 844-642-8378, extension 111. Be a Voice today.